We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:42, 18 before 10. Boy, Drew Brees had his scalpel out yesterday. Steve Kord joins us, former Saints offensive lineman and co-host of Fans First Take. Hey, Steve, how you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Tell me about Drew Brees. Did he have the scalpel out yesterday? Was he reading them? Like, you know, I got these days where Drew's really dead on accurate. And some days he's not as much, and some days he struggles. But yesterday seemed to be one of those dead on, you know what, accurate days.
Well, look, I think it was a combination of two things. I think our receivers did a good job of getting open, and then our offensive line did a good job of blocking them up, which gave him enough protection and enough time, and then he can be himself. And I think that doing that and also having another week of practice after the bye, mm-hmm. and coming back to that first game, yeah, I think he was sharp.
So how could the team, and a lot of people ask me this, how could that same team that played so well yesterday have stunked it up? That's a nice bit of grammar there, huh, Steve? Have stunk it up.
Where did you go to school?
School? What are you talking about?
What's that?
Yeah. But anyway, how could they stink it up last week, but yet this week look so good?
Well, look, this is the NFL. And if you come out there, and any team's going to look like that, if something is not as sharp and as focused as it has been, and the way you need to play with that sort of razor's edge, if you don't, you can go against any team, and it's going to look like that. And that was the case in point last week against Atlanta. You know, look, you can't look at records in this league. You just can't. There's too many good players along both lines of scrimmage that you're going to look silly if you're not out there with your best game, and you bring your best game on each and every Sunday, you're not going to look very good.
So along those lines, in terms of consistency, no more bye weeks heading toward, I don't think it's too early to start talking about playoff seedings, et cetera. You think the Saints will be able to bring that same focus every week, and will Sean Payton make sure that they do?
Look, I don't think there's any question. I think that, you know, that kind of beatdown that we had last week against Atlanta probably came at a pretty good time. If there was a time, you know, for it to come, right. I hated that it had to be Atlanta, but if there was a time for it to come, you can certainly learn something from that. And the good part about that, if there's anything you can learn from being beat, is the fact that you correct those mistakes and you move forward, and you realize that you're not too far away from being in that same area if you don't come each and every week ready to play.
At Carolina coming up, I think the Saints are a 9.5-point favorite. No, they host Carolina, I beg your pardon, here in the Dome, 9.5-point favorite. Then they go to Atlanta. They got the 49ers here and the Colts here, and they wrap it up on the road at the Titans and at the Panthers. Do you think they can run a table, and do they have to?
Well, of course they can run the table. Do I expect them to? No. I think at some juncture you know that, look, if you could say this team was going to be 14-2, mm-hmm. and that would be terrific. But I didn't think that they would lose against Atlanta either. So,
right.
Look, I there's a lot of games to be played, and this is the time of the season where things get crazy in this league, and you notice that. You know, it wouldn't be a few weeks ago we were talking about how great Kansas City was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not. Okay, they may not make the playoffs. So there's all kind of things that can happen. I would say that you know, except for the injuries that you know you hopefully we don't have, and we can avoid that, if we keep playing at our capabilities the way we are playing, especially defensively, you know, our offense I feel like is always back on track, and we're always just a tweak away from being just sensational. If they keep playing that way and our defense plays the way they've been playing us, and as well as our kicking game, and we get some of our return guys back, you know, Deontay Harris, whatnot, sure, it's possible. You know, will it happen? I don't know, but it's possible. And I really don't – my whole focus is on us being in the playoffs and getting a first-round bye and getting that home advantage.
Mm-hmm.
If we get that, I don't care what our record is.
And as it stands now, so long as they're not the division champion with the weakest schedule, they will host a home. You do get to host a home game, right, first weekend?
Right, that's correct.
Well, yeah. Second weekend, not first, because you get to buy.
Second weekend.
And then
right.
After that, if you win, then you host the conference championship. Well, not necessarily.
Right.
It depends on who else has a record that might be better than you, right?
Well, yeah, it'll all depend upon that, you know, the winner of that game. Yeah, if you win that first game, that first game is the that after that first round bye, yeah, you're in the championship.
So I know it's okay for fans, you know, to get ahead of ourselves talking about running the table, and you're not, I am, and starting to talk about playoff seeding, et cetera. Do you, as a coach, Sean Payton, do you start mentioning that to your players? Do you not distract them with that? You just keep looking at go ahead, every game, right, coming up?
There's so much football left to be played. It's half the season's left to be played, really, if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of games to happen, and a lot of different things are going to happen in this next, six games that or seven games, whatever it is, that you're going to see, and you're going to wonder, wow, this, you'll look back and you say, wow, that went by quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, look at all the different things that happened and look where the Saints are at this point, whatever that is. So, there's too much football to be played and too many games to be played and too much focus that on each and every game and each and every week. I guarantee you right now, nobody's thinking about anything but Carolina at this juncture.
Alvin Kamara seems to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him kind of roll back into form. He looked like his normal kind of freakishly athletic self
mm-hmm.
yesterday, doing all kind of different things, not only running the football, but, what he does with the ball after he receives it. And it's incredible. And also the other part about it is, our offensive line really, really stepped it up again yesterday against a pretty good front seven that was, first in the league against, rushing. So, look – anytime you can do that, and not only that, but the fact that, Andrus got hurt the week before with a broken arm, I got to give kudos to Nick Easton on that.
Yep.
He came in and really played well against a tough defensive front.
What do you think about 22? Chauncey Gardner Johnson. Chauncey?
Yeah, great player. Look, I think he's a guy that we're going to hope he can stick around for a while here. He seems to be a guy that's right on the verge of being a big play guy each and every week.
Have you seen anybody like DeMario Davis in a while with that kind of ability?
Look, there's a lot of really good linebackers in the league, and DeMario Davis is in that group. There's no question, and I think that he is so comfortable with Dennis Allen's defense and the ability to execute it. And not only that, I think that Mike Nolan has done such a great job of those guys at that linebacker spot that. He's just one of the guys out there that's playing, and he plays with such, he's got his hair's on fire when he's playing, and you love to see that kind of stuff because he just makes plays. And he's definitely, other than Cam Jordan, he's 1A and 1B.
I hear you. Thank you, Steve. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Nah, pleasure's all mine, Tommy. Thank you.
As always, thank you. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take. It's 9:50, 10 till 10. When we come back, we'll talk to Newell Norman, see what he's got coming up today. I'm sure it's a lot on this post-election Monday here at WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.